Each week, as we gather together at our Lord's invitation to receive from him the gift of the forgiveness of our sins, which leads to eternal life, we celebrate the most blessed sacrament which Jesus bestowed on his church on Thursday of Holy Week. St. Paul wrote, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Hear the church, hear each one who receives the body and blood of Jesus in and under the bread and wine, is given tangible proof of God's grace and mercy. St. Paul reminded the church in Corinth, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? As we depart the table, we do so knowing our sins are forgiven for the sake of Jesus, who willingly bore the guilt and shame so that we may receive the gift of life. Therefore, today the church prays, O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever." Please join us at Trinity Lutheran Church this evening at 7 p.m. as we ponder our Lord's gift of grace and mercy. Amen.